Ooh, Spike. Look at the wonderful mess you've made. That's a slayer you've done in. Naughty. Wicked. Spike.
Ever hear them say the blood of a slayer is a powerful aphrodisiac? Here now. Have a taste. No need to be humble.
My little Spike just killed himself a slayer.
Congratulations. I guess that makes you one of us.
Don't be so glum, mate. Well, you tell it one slayer snuffs and another one rises. I feel there's a new chosen one getting all chosen as we speak. I'll tell you what. When and if this snooper does show up, I'll give you first crack at it.
I smell fear.
And this whole place reeks of it.
It's intoxicating.
Sit down here. This rebellion's starting to bore me.
Best night of my life. And I've had some sweet ones. What are you looking at?
You got off on it.
Well, yeah. Suppose you're telling me you don't. How many, my kind, reckon you've done?
Not enough.
Mm-hmm. And we just keep coming. But you can kill 100... 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, and the armies of hell besides. And all we need is for one of us, just one, sooner or later, to have the thing we're all hoping for.
And that would be what?
One good day.
Hey! You asked and I'm telling. The problem with you, Summers, is you've gotten so good, you're starting to think you're immortal.
Not really. I just know I can handle myself.
Oh. Then how do you explain this?
No!
Oh!
Go!
So that's it? Lesson over?
Not even close.
Come on.
They ought to put this in a museum.
You know what they put in museums? Mostly dead things.
What?
Less than the second. Ask the right questions. You want to know how I beat him? The question isn't how'd I win. The question is why'd they lose.
What's the difference?
There's a big difference, love.
How'd you kill the second one?
A bit like this.
That didn't hurt?
I knew it couldn't touch you. If there's no intent to hurt you, then that chip they shoved up my brain never activates. If, on the other hand... See, now that hurt.
Yeah? This hurt too?
Definite pain there.
How'd you kill him, Spike?
You're not ready to know.
I'm ready.
Okay, then. We're like this. First one was all business. For the second, now she had a touch of your style. Oh, I did mention. I could have danced all night with that one.
You think we're dancing?
That's all we've ever done. And the thing about the dance is, you never get to stop. Every day you wake up, it's the same bloody question that haunts you. Is today the day I die? Death is on your heels, baby. And sooner or later, it's gonna catch you. Part of you wants it. Not only to stop the fear and uncertainty, but because you're just a little bit in love with it.
Death is your art.
You make it with your hands, day after day.
That final gasp. That look of peace.
Part of you is desperate to know, what's it like? Where does it lead you?
Now you see, that's the secret. Not the punch she didn't throw, or the kick she didn't land. She merely wanted it. Every slayer has a death wish. Even you.
The only reason you've lasted as long as you have is you've got ties to the world.
Mum, brat kid sister, Scoobies, they don't tie you here, but you're just putting off the inevitable. Sooner or later, you're gonna want it.
And the second that happens, you know I'll be there. I'll slip in, have myself a real good day. Here endeth the lesson. I just wonder if you'll like it as much as she did.
Get out of my sight, Spike. Now.
Oh. Mom, did I scare you? You're the Slayer. Do something about it and hit me. Come on.
one good swing. You know you want to.
I mean it.
So do I. Give it me good, Buffy. Do it.
Spike. What the hell are you doing?
Come on. I can feel it, Slayer. You know you want to dance.
Say it's true. Say I do want to. It wouldn't be you, Spike. It would never be you. You're beneath me.
Death wish. Bitch won't need one.